This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
I win.
What did he win for?
I don't know.
He kept saying that there aren't any up-tempo Roberta Flack songs.
Oh, okay.
It's not that there's not any. It's just all the ones you know are just kind of...
slow.
Yeah, they're just chill songs.
Melancholy.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Sure.
Speaking of Roberta Flack, she passed away. The Grammy-winning singer and pianist passed away at 88, surrounded by her family. Known for her soft, intimate style, Flack rose to fame in the early 70s with hits like The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, which was popularized in the Clint Eastwood Play Me Misty for Me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just butchered that.
Play Misty for Me.
Yeah. And Killing Me Softly with his song, earning back-to-back Grammys.
Only person to ever win back-to-back record of the year.
When Play Misty for Me came out, it must have been like 1970 or 71, 74. Something like that. I was young, and my mom had to go to a baby shower, and my dad took her and dropped her off. And to kill time, he took me to the theater and decided we'd go see
Are
that
you
movie.
Kidding
right?
Me? Oh my god!
So about 10 minutes into it, he got up and walked me out of the theater. I don't even remember what the scene was.
And then you became a radio host.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're right, 71.
Anyway, so yeah, I was pretty young. I remember that. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
So anyone who does not know what Play Misty for Me is, Clint Eastwood is a radio disc jockey.
Yes.
And has a stalker.
Uh-huh.
And it gets very violent.
It gets steamy,
yeah.
Too.
It's
yeah,
really,
steamy.
Wow.
Right off the top.
It didn't say exactly, like, they didn't put an official what she died from, but she was suffering from ALS. So
Lou Gehrig.
We're pretty sure that's what it was. Lester Holt announced that he is stepping down as the anchor of the NBC Nightly News after 10 years. He's going to transition into a full-time role at Dateline. His final broadcast is expected by early summer. In a heartfelt memo, Holt called it the honor of a lifetime and expressed excitement about expanding his focus on subjects he deeply cares about. At
a twofer. We got a twofer yesterday at NBC. How about that? Joy Reid and Lester Holt.
Former St. Louisan, right?
Well, it makes you wonder. I don't know if he worked here. I don't remember him working here, but he might have been. Did he have some connection?
I think he did.
I don't remember that.
Really?
I don't remember that. I just remember that he got passed over a number of times for that job. You got to think salary cuts might have had something to do with it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to wonder.
Billy McFarland, the disgraced founder behind the disastrous 2017 Fire Festival, is staging a comeback with Fire Festival 2.
Oh.
It's set for May 30th through June 2nd in Mexico. And despite his past fraud convictions and prison time, McFarland remains optimistic, promising a reimagined experience featuring music, extreme sports, and cultural activities.
Didn't a lot of people get screwed in that deal?
Yeah.
Am I remember that correctly?
They fed them with cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, they paid a ton of money to go, and then, like, certain acts didn't show up or what?
Nothing showed up.
It just got canceled, right?
Right. Right now, this festival is going to be capped at 2,000 people, so attendees, with ticket prices ranging from $1,400 to $1.1 million, offering luxury perks like private yachts and backstage passes.
Oh.
If you buy tickets for this, you get what you deserve. I'm just telling you right now.
Because if it never happens, I mean, at that level, you're really tapping into people that have, that you know, they're so rich they don't care, right?
Right.
What's $1 million if they're going to drop it?
I don't care if I'm Elon Musk. $1 million is $1 million.
No, that's not true. Now, if you had billions, a million would be like 100 to the rest of us, right?
Yeah. I don't know, Mark. I'm poor. It doesn't matter how much. A million. Wendy's has partnered with the Girl Scouts to launch the Thin Mints Frosty. It's available right now. You can go get it. And it's just in time for the National Girl Scouts Cookie Weekend, which actually already happened. The limited time treat features Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty swirled with a mint cookie crumble inspired by the popular Thin Mint. Alongside this, there are also 42,000 Wendy locations will host Girl Scout Cookie Boost this season, which is kind of
That's going to be huge.
Can I guess that...
Holy cow.
So Wendy's is partnering with them and mixing it into their... nice.
Yeah, that can't sounds, be bad.
I haven't had a Frosty in a long time.
Sue, would you give up the no sugar thing to try that?
No, but I'd happily think about it.
Oh, that's not, doesn't that just sound
yeah,
nice?
It
sounds really good.
Awesome.
It sounds good. Awesome. Yes, I'll admit.
They're not open yet. We could have Trisha go through and get us some.
Trisha?
Efforts to eliminate daylight savings time have stalled at the federal level, leaving states to decide independently. Nearly two dozen states could potentially lock the clock this year with legislation introduced in states like Connecticut, Illinois, and Pennsylvania.
Why is it stalling? Why?
That's just it, right? So those states do it, and then it's just a freak show when you take a road trip and
you can't
figure out what time it is.
2 hours ahead.
Indiana doesn't change, right?
Exactly.
Arizona, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. California, Utah, and Washington are all going to stay on standard time. So if you have people on standard time and people
all
on...
All the time.
Yeah. We don't know what time we're at.
Yeah, that's just going to be a nightmare.
That is a disaster waiting to happen. All right. Thank you, Ethan.
Yep.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.